Good evening, everyone. This is a devotional for the 30th of March, but I'm preparing it on the 29th, which is Wednesday evening. Well, it never ceases to amaze me how people will say one thing with their lips, but then they'll say something just the opposite, either with their actions or with their lips, you know. And we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. We're all hypocritical at some level. We all compromise. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but that doesn't make it right when we do that. It's wrong if we are being hypocritical of what we say we believe and then reporting something differently. You know, I've had that happen a lot in my lifetime, especially with those who are in the Arminian camp and continue to stay in it. They'll say they're against Arminianism and they believe in sovereign grace, but yet they keep attending Arminian churches. Okay. And then they'll say they're against Roman Catholicism. And they want to rant and rant and rave against Roman Catholicism, but then they want to talk about people that they are associating with as Christians who they know attend Arminian churches. Isn't there something wrong with that picture? Do I need to read Galatians 2 again? What did Paul say to do with these people who were touting false doctrine and works doctrine? What did he say to do with them? He said, let them be anathema. Let them be accursed. He repeated it twice. Okay? Now, it's true, I don't have an election meter. I can't go around zapping people and saying they're a Christian or they're not a Christian. But again, the bottom line is, Paul says if someone comes to you promoting some other doctrine, to let them be accursed. That's what he said. He says, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. And I don't understand. People that, you know, they say they're adamantly opposed to Roman Catholicism, and then they want to uphold people that are Arminians as Christians. Well, I don't know. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And so anyway, I don't know. I just want to say that I don't uphold Arminianism as being the same gospel. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so say I again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. It's pretty strong language. Well, I do not believe that the Arminians are worshiping the same Christ that I'm worshiping. Because they deny the Bible. They deny election. They deny predestination. They deny the sovereign grace of God. They're upholding the free will of man. And many of them deny original sin. And they're promoting that God loves everybody. And he made it possible for all men to be saved. That's a lie from the pit of hell. They also, of course, deny irresistible grace of God. And they, most of them, deny the final perseverance of the saints. And they want to stay in these churches. They say, well, they're very loving people. You know, they seem to be very godly people. They're not godly people if they're denying the Word of God. And I don't care what station in life they have, whether they're a banker or a carpenter or a plumber or a whatever. That makes no difference either. If they're continuing attending a church that is denying election and predestination and upholding the free will of man, it's a false church. That's pretty much all that's on my mind. God bless.